So this is Leading Off in the Low Country with Lillian Starr and Matt Dean. I am Lillian Starr of 95SX, and this is Matt Dean. He is the voice of the Charleston River Dogs. We are here at the Joe in Charleston, South Carolina, talking a little baseball. We're going to start off with some headlines in MLB, plus, of course, hit the River Dogs, who just, getting off to a great start.
Oh, yeah.
Very excited to talk more about that. The first month of baseball is in the books, and we have our NL and AL players of the month, and no doubt, for at least in my mind, for Bryce Harper to be the NL player of the month.
Yeah, I mean, we were talking about just before, I think the NL players of the month were a lot more obvious in the American League. I mean, Bryce Harper has basically been on another level since last season. I mean, you got to see him, like, it's almost to the point where if he keeps this up for the next season and a half or so, I think people are ready to say he's the best player in baseball over Mike Trout almost. I mean, he's been that good.
Yes, going on to pitchers, as you said, NL players, very obvious. Of course, Jake Arrieta, no hitter, no brainer, NL pitcher of the month.
Yeah, and he's been great. And I mean, the Cubs are off to an unbelievable start. They've been the World Series favorites. And Arrieta, what an insane story.
I mean, gosh. He's had two no-hitters Arrieta's no-no just came 10 starts after his first career no-hit performance from last season. So Jake Arrieta getting Pitcher of the Month for the NL. And no surprise, NL Rookie of the Month, Trevor Story from the Rockies. He started off the season with two home runs in his very first MLB game. That in itself, besides the fact that he also hit 7 home runs in the team's first 6 games, that's the first regular MLB player, right, and as a rookie to do that. So
he's got 10 homers. What is it? I think that tied the rookie record in a single month as well. So you know, when you're up there on a list with Albert Pujols, that's pretty good. I mean, from what I've heard, the home runs haven't been cheap. And he's been hitting them on the road and on the road as well. So he's got only 4 of them came in Coors Field, so he's got 6 home runs on the road, too. So I think this kid's the real deal.
Yes,
for sure.
That totally makes him legit. So well-deserved for Trevor Story to be NL Rookie of the Month for April. Now, going on, we'll get to the River Dogs in just a few moments, but let's get to the parent team, the Yankees. Unfortunately, they are at the bottom of the AL East. They're lost 6 in a row as of today, and I remember seeing Brian Cashman, the general manager, saying he's going to make some changes, not necessarily coaching changes, but definitely it's going to be changes in the works. Do you have any knowledge of what might be going on?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, Cashman, the Yankees felt pretty good about that bullpen they have. I mean, their bullpen's still been awesome. It's
solid.
Just a question of can you get to it? I mean, they don't have Chapman's out right now, but I mean, once he comes back, I don't think that's really going to make a difference because they still have trouble scoring the runs, building up a lead to get to that big 1-2-3 punch. We got Dellin Betances, former River Dog, Andrew Miller, and then Aroldis Chapman. I mean, that's probably the best. I mean, that's the best back end of a bullpen that there is in baseball. But I mean, they're having problems getting to that. I mean, their rotation's okay. I mean, they're dead last in runs scored. So a lot of aging guys on the roster, and just a lot of guys that are kind of not putting in the numbers they were supposed to early this year.
Well, AL East is one of the toughest divisions in the league, and also the players aren't too nervous. They understand it's just the beginning of the season. I'm sure fans are a little bit more on alert than than the players, but I believe the players are also in that mind frame. It's like, hey, it's early in the season. They are a storied team. They know how to get into games. So it is very early. We still have many, many games of baseball left in this season. And of course, the local favorites here, the Braves, unfortunately, the worst record in baseball. Same thing. I mean, I know they're growing. They're trying to rebuild. They only have one person that's really getting anything done. That's Nick Markakis. And even Freddie Freeman, he's not really getting as much done as everybody was hoping he would. And I know he's trying to recover from a wrist injury, but still.
Yeah, I mean, it's just kind of a wait-and-see year. And I think for Braves fans, they're looking ahead. I mean, you're starting to get a few call-ups to some of the big prospects. I mean, last couple weeks overall in baseball, a lot of the top prospects have been moving up. But I think Aaron Blair was one of the top pitching prospects in the Braves system. So he made his debut sometime in the last week or so. Braves fans, I think, just waiting for kind of the guys that are on their way up. It's off to a rough start. They got a really veteran roster, and it's just a lot of placeholder guys that, and they're just all kind of not turning in very good numbers to start the season.
Well, it's still early in the season, everybody. You still got plenty of games to go, although I know it's hard to do so as a fan. Going to switch gears because I've been very excited, especially for this season, how well the River Dogs have started off. I mean, gracious, we're number one in our division, and I think we have at least a 3.5 or 4 game lead above the next closest, I believe, might be Columbia.
It is, yeah. So 17-7 start to the year. I mean, this is like one of the best records in all minor league baseball right now. I mean, there's one other team in the league that has an identical record. Yeah, Columbia's 4.5 games out right now. But I think it was the 16-win mark. River Dogs, at the time when they hit 16 wins, were one of four teams in all of minor league baseball to hit that mark. So really good stretch in April, 16-6 to start the year, 17-7 after the doubleheader this past week. So, yeah, they're coming in rolling, and I mean, people have fun out of the Joe anyway, but I think I like to think that it's a little bit more fun when the River Dogs are winning, at least for most people.
I'm hearing a lot more home runs here now than I did last year.
Yeah, picking it up a little bit. I mean, they're never River Dogs are never going to be a team that's going to be atop the leaderboards in home runs or anything. I mean, they play in kind of a tough part for long balls with the wind coming off the river. But yeah, starting to pick it up. I mean, the offense has really been, I think, still the biggest concern for this team. Awesome pitching. They're second in the league in ERA. It's going to be a really good pitching matchup this week with West Virginia, who have the top pitching staff in the league. So really, they have really leaned on their pitching a lot this season. They've won a lot of really close games. I think we're 9-2 in one-run games now. So they've really leaned on the pitching a lot this year. I want to see the bats pick it up a little bit for this to be sustainable. And the pitching staff already with some early call-ups, so they're going to have to kind of keep it going with losing some of their top stars from the Yankees. Move them up the ladder already.
Yeah, you beat me to the punch. I'm going to ask you about that because we've already lost our local stars that actually we were all excited about seeing. And how do you guys react, or how do you guys get through the rotation of players and being called up so early, at least in my opinion?
It's definitely early, and I mean, there have been some injuries at the upper levels, so that kind of led to some of the call-ups. Actually, Yankees, you know, first pick in the draft last year, James Caprillion went down in Tampa, so yeah, that opened up a spot, but also we had some guys really going out there and performing at a high level to start the year. So Brody Koerner, a starter, gets the nod up. Josh Rogers, who was awesome through his four starts, I mean, he was at one point first in the league in WHIP and had a great ERA and only walked a couple of guys. So good left-handers, they like to see those lefties performing, so they moved him up, and then Caprillion, Reeves, excuse me, the local guy, who was just a strikeout machine while he was here, he gets the early call-up as well, so.
Yeah, it's exciting. Like I said, I was really surprised to hear the call-up so soon. Does it affect the team a lot? I mean, I'm sure they're used to this rotating door, but what kind of impact does it have on the team when they're called up this often?
Yeah, I mean, I think like you said, I think the guys are used to it, and I think, I mean, at this level, I think it's so individually focused. I think it makes people hungry because they see new opportunities coming up when guys move up the ladder. That means there's going to be more opportunities for new guys to sort of take bigger roles on this team. So yeah, I think people don't let it affect them. I think they're excited for a new, bigger opportunity in the current River Dogs team when guys get called up to the next level. So I think that kind of motivates people to step into a bigger role. So, yeah, they're used to it in minor league baseball, and they definitely look. I mean, it's individually focused, but don't get me wrong. They have a lot more fun when they win, so they want to win. I don't think it affects kind of guys mentally when they realize they lost one of their big starters. They're happy to see guys move up and have some new spots open up on the Charleston team.
Yeah, obviously it's part of the game, and so this is what they all want for everybody to excel. Well, that's all the time we have for leading off in the Low Country. That was Matt Dean. He is the voice of the River Dogs, and you can hear him on 1250 WTMA, the Big Talker, or on riverdogs.com online. You can hear the games right there. And of course, I'm Lillian Starr of 95SX. You can hear me after Carson Daly on Sundays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Thanks so much for listening to Leading Off in the Low Country, and I hope everyone has a wonderful day.